Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Hey, Krista.
Hey.
We are the champions. Woo. Well, no second place.
No time for losers to come after us.
Yeah. We didn't win, but we came in second. That was pretty good.
And you know what? We were the only team of two who were there.
Yeah.
We did really well.
We should have got a bonus points
we
for being
should've.
A team of two.
We didn't. We just did trivia night.
Okay, we're talking about our nerd thing.
Yes.
Our,
in advance. Okay, let's reverse.
Reverse.
Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. No one knows what reverse sounds like anymore.
Okay.
We're hosts for Brandon and Krista, and we just came from trivia night.
At the Pass Brewery.
Yeah, shout out to local brewery. Mm-hmm. We came in second. Good job, us.
Yeah, we did pretty good.
What answer were you the most proud for knowing?
I can't really narrow it down. I knew
lots
of
answers. So do you know what I was most proud for knowing?
Yeah.
I was most
Rascal
proud.
Rascal Flatts.
No. I was actually most proud for knowing a half point we got. There was a Name That Tune segment. And you got a half point for knowing the title and a half point for knowing the artist. And I knew Rascal Flatts. I knew Savage Garden.
I hated the Name That Tune section. I carried the team for the rest of the time.
But
the name
I held us out just for Name That Tune. And I also was super proud of myself for knowing Love It or List It, the TV show.
Okay.
And also Chance from Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey. I was very proud of myself for those because I just rattled them off like that without thinking about it.
Super duper.
I know you did everything else, but I don't care. I got those ones and I'm proud of myself for it. The ones I know, I really know.
I'm kind of annoyed because I gave a very specific answer for the best hand in cribbage, and they went very general with it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, we still got it right.
Hey, Disney got a question that we were so proud of getting.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was very easy.
It was super easy. This female character finally was on a Hollywood Walk of Fame. Is that what it was? And who is most well-known.
2018.
Yeah, in 2018.
I couldn't believe it.
After 90 years.
Fictional characters get on the Hollywood Walk of Fame all the time.
Yeah, what the heck? Minnie Mouse. We knew it right away. I was very happy about knowing it. But it took you 90 years? Come on, wake up, Hollywood. What are you doing?
It's because she's the girl mouse. That's
probably. When did Mickey get on there?
I don't know, like 60 years ago?
Probably. Okay, so what are we talking about? Speaking of Mickey and Minnie, Brandon, what are we talking about this week?
Toontown!
This is our Disneyland lens. This is our last Disneyland land.
We've had some not so nice things to say about Toontown in the past.
You know what? Did we do a Critter Country one, or did we just skip over that?
You mean Pooh Corner?
We're going to call it Pooh Corner from now on, because I'm pretty sure this one's going to be. We're going to do, yes, we've had some not nice things to say about Toontown. We've also had some not nice things to say about some other lands in the park. Mm-hmm. I have to go through and check, but I think I was saving Toontown to wait to do this one until after Toontown, the reimagining of Toontown, let's call it, reopened. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's what we're talking about this week. We are recording this in advance, so we're going to skip over all the news and Mandalorian and everything like that. But there was a Mandalorian episode. It was probably awesome. There was probably Grogu being adorable.
Okay, well, hold up.
We did
watch a Mandalorian episode since we recorded the last episode.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There was a...
There'll be one in between, though.
There will be. Like, mm-hmm. this is episode 6 we're talking about.
Yes.
What did you think of episode 6?
I thought it was very Mandalorian-y.
It was.
Mandalorian-y? Mandalorian-esque.
Well, so there was lots of cameos
mm-hmm.
Of famous actors.
What did you think of all that?
It kind of took me out, but I also kind of liked it. I get that.
I get that.
It was also like CSI Blade Runner.
Okay.
There was a distinct police procedural component
mm-hmm.
to this episode, which I didn't hate.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was just straight up entertaining. It didn't feel like an episode. What are we on? 6?
Yeah.
It didn't feel like an episode 6.
That's the trouble.
Until the end.
I like this. I hate to say it because. With these prestige shows, people say filler episode as like a mark of disdain. But if this was a 22 episode season like you used to have with network TV, this would be a really super, super duper fun episode.
Okay.
But when you only have 8 episodes per season, I get a little disappointed with something like that. Like, it was so off on a tangent.
Too bad, because it was so fun.
It was really fun. It was really fun. So
that's my big thing. It's just straight up fun.
It was fun, and that's been kind of the beat of the drum of this Mandalorian season. Is just fun for fun's sake.
I really feel like the whole thing is setting up Bo-Katan and Ahsoka, and I feel like we need to watch Rebels. That's how I feel.
We do need to watch Rebels.
We have watched Clone Wars.
We are fake fans because we have not seen Rebels.
Agreed.
So, yeah.
But okay. I thought it was fun. I liked the end. It was just a fun episode, but it didn't feel like a reaching the finale.
You have spoken.
I have spoken. Oh, and I loved all that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I want more blurgs.
Only a slight spoiler. It's fine. It's fine.
I've spoken. Okay. Are we calling our nerd thing trivia?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm here for it. Yay, us. And also, shout out for me for knowing Savage Garden. I was so excited immediately as soon as they started playing it. I was like, I don't know what the song's called, but I know all the words, and I know it's by Savage Garden.
Okay. But if that's our nerd thing, you have to tell the audience what our team name was.
I don't want to. Even when I wanted to get the sheet every time, I wouldn't say the full name.
Were you embarrassed?
A little bit.
I came up with a really good team name.
Brandon came up with a really good team name. Our team name was Teacher in the Streets, Accountant in the Spreadsheets.
Brilliant. No notes.
You'll never be able to top that.
No.
That was so good.
So good.
So good. And also, you're wearing a nice hoodie.
Yeah, we bought more past beer merch.
This is what happens after we go there and we spend a little bit of time there. We just buy past beer merch. Well, I think we own everything they've ever done, almost. There's like a couple hoodies, a couple sweatshirts. Mm. But pretty much if they've done it, we own it. In different colors. Like, it's not like we own every color variation or anything.
Yeah. But I don't know.
That's nice. I like it. I'm kind of hoping it shrinks a little bit in the wash so I can have it.
No.
You like it, though?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so Mandalorian nerd thing. What are you drinking?
Oh, I have some local beer. It's
perfect.
It's a Shuey.
Shuey.
It's an Australian pale ale, even though we're not Australian.
No. I am drinking, what am I drinking? A Mike's Hard Seltzer.
That also sounds Australian for some reason. I don't know why, but.
I don't know either. Okay, we're going to skip news because we're recording this in advance, but I'm sure there's news, and it's Disney-ful, and it's wonderful. Nothing bad happened whatsoever.
Nothing bad ever happens to Disney.
Wah, wah, wah. Oh, I have news. We don't even need to do a news cut. Progress being made on Tiana's Palace. Whoa. Tiana's Palace? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, progress is being made.
The restaurant. That's formerly known as the French Market.
We're going to go get your beignets, probably.
All day, probably.
Beignet all day. Mm-hmm. Main topic?
Toontown!
Okay, I have some trivia for you off the bat. We're not going to ask people to call in or anything, but what is the other, besides Disneyland Land, what is the other Disney resort that has a Toontown? Make a random guess. There's only like 6 options.
That's a really good question.
Mm-hmm. There's only one more.
I have no freaking idea.
I didn't know either until I just Googled this.
I'm going to say Tokyo Disney.
100% correct.
Yes!
Tokyo Disneyland.
Tokyo.
Well done.
Tokyo Disneyland seems like a place that would freaking love some Toontown, so that makes sense to me.
So there used to be one in Walt Disney World that was called Mickey's Toontown Fair. But that only operated until 2011. And Disneyland Paris has Toon Studio. But Mickey's Toontown is Tokyo and Disneyland itself. But at Tokyo, it's just called Toontown. It's not called Mickey's Toontown.
The best kind of Toontown.
Just Toontown.
Where Bob Hoskins takes his gun, his animated gun.
It's so good.
Here's what I'm going to say off the top. I like Toontown because of the association with Roger Rabbit and no other reason. And so the farther they stray away from Roger Rabbit, the sadder I get.
So in Magic Kingdom, just because I was just talking about that, we're going to talk Magic Kingdom very quickly and then we're going to leave it alone. Was the first one, it opened in 1988. What?
I was 3 years old then.
Me too, weirdly enough, because we're the same age.
No, you're older.
Oh, by 7 days. That hardly counts.
7 days.
No one understands that anymore. We're old, Brandon. So it opened June 18th, 1988. And it closed in 2011 in February. It was replaced by, Tomorrowland kind of took it over. And also something called Storybook Circus. I don't know. But anyway, it doesn't exist at all in Magic Kingdom anymore, is the whole point. But it was the first one that was opened. Then it moved into Disneyland, where it was reimagined recently, which is kind of why we were holding off on talking about Toontown until now.
Yeah, well, it's been closed. We've gone to Disneyland twice in the past year, and there was no Toontown.
Never. The whole time. So it opened in 1993, actually, in Disneyland, and it opened in 1996 in Tokyo Disneyland. Can you tell me about Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Because I know you literally just talked about how much you love that.
What do you want me to say? It's so good. It's the best amalgamation of animation and live action that you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And you also have the Disney and Looney Tunes together.
I don't even know how they made that work.
Steven Spielberg, probably. He made it work.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
This is the history.
Okay.
Roger Rabbit was recognized as a lucrative character by Disney after the release of Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
And really a set good of movie, yeah.
So, oh my God, it's on Disney Plus. If you have not seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit, you need to rethink your life. Part A. Part B, go watch it. And part C,
and
reflect on why you have not watched it until now.
R.I.P. Squeaky Shoe Guy.
Oh my God.
Might be the saddest scene in a movie ever.
Squeaky Shoe Guy. Oh my God. Okay. And also, that's how I know shaving a haircut is from Roger Rabbit. Wow, that got really loud on the thing.
as one does, yes.
Okay. Oh, and oh my God, Christopher Lloyd. Mm-hmm. Christopher Lloyd, shout out.
Speaking of the Mandalorian.
Speaking of, oh my God. Oh, it's so good. Okay, this is a perfect episode to do this week. Okay, anyway, sorry. Oof. A set of attractions after Who Framed Roger Rabbit that were based on the movie were developed for Disney theme parks. Roger Rabbit was set to be the star of his own land behind Main Street USA at Disneyland that was supposed to be called Hollywood Land. That was the original. You know how they always do blue sky imaginings? This was the original blue sky.
Okay.
Meanwhile, at the Magic Kingdom, a new land behind Fantasyland was being developed in honor of Mickey Mouse for his 60th birthday that was supposed to be named Mickey's Birthday Land. And they were set
to be... Well, that's a terrible idea.
Terrible. But there were set to be attractions based on Roger Rabbit, Judge Doom, and Baby Herman. Remember Baby Herman from the intro, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So nowadays we have Boss Baby movies. Baby Herman was the original.
Hey, I like that.
The original Boss Baby, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. But those were supposed to be kind of geared towards a major expansion in, I think it was Hollywood Studios. And Tokyo Disney, but after the financial troubles of the, well, at the time it was Euro Disney, but became Disneyland Paris, plans were cut back. Hollywood Land was combined with the concept of Mickey's Birthday Land and concept found through Who Framed Roger Rabbit to form Mickey's Toontown, which opened in 1993 behind Fantasyland at Disneyland, which is where it's still located today. The attractions at Disney MGM Studios were canceled, but a version of Mickey's Toontown opened at Tokyo Disney in 1996, and Disneyland Paris features a similar Toon Studio in Walt Disney Studios Park. There is your rundown. So, heavily influenced by the movie, but kind of went through some reiterations. As one does.
Well, yeah. So, they took the idea of a Toontown as presented in Roger Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And then injected basically the Fab Five plus Chip and Dale.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Is how they kind of went about it, which is fine. You got your Roger Rabbit ride. Mm-hmm. You got your meet and greets with the Disney big guys.
Mickey and Minnie, most notably.
Uh-huh.
You never saw it at its, like, peak first iteration.
No, did you? I didn't even see it at a second or third iteration, I don't think. Like, I don't know.
Did you ever see it?
I might have walked
did
in there.
Did we wander through there in, like, 2008 kind of thing?
Yeah, maybe, but, like, not a big draw for me. Let's okay. just say that. Like, we went on Roger Rabbit's ride.
Right. Did we go Gadget Go Coaster?
I don't think
back
so.
Back when it was Gadget Go.
I don't
okay.
think so.
So let me back up. Mickey's Toontown. We're talking Disneyland now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mickey's Toontown opened in Disneyland on January 24th, day before your birthday, 1993.
Happy birthday to me. 8th birthday. I'm old.
You are so old. So yes, there were meet and greets for Mickey and Minnie. There was the Donald boat at the time, and I have distinct memories of this because I went in, I didn't go in 93, but I went shortly.
94.
I don't know if it was then, but it was.
95.
Probably around then, maybe 96. Anyway, when I went, there was still the ball pit. There was still all these interactive elements, and none of that existed anymore. Like, it was all taken out. And part of that was safety, and part of it was just things getting run down, and part of it was financing, probably, honestly, as these things go.
Well, yeah, interactive stuff takes maintenance, because you got grubby little kids pushing mm-hmm. and pulling on stuff, so,
100%.
Yeah.
I really liked the play areas for both Mickey and Minnie, and what I liked was, they had references to some, like, history of Disney. Like, for example, they have the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, which is what Disney created before Disney Studios. Like, he created the Laugh-O-Grams, which is really cute. So I like those kind of references. There were, like, some... In the days before Instagram, there were some picture spots and stuff like that. But it was very interactive. And the whole point was you were supposed to go, and, like, kids were supposed to run around, and it was interactive. And it was kind of like a place to blow off steam.
Yeah, like, that's exactly what it should be for, because adults have to walk around Disney for a long time and their feet hurt, and kids have, like, seemingly unlimited energy.
Exactly, so you're supposed to go and kids are supposed to run around.
Kids can run around and push and pull on all this and do that, and adults can kind of sit back and relax.
That, like, was kind of the premise.
It's a good premise. It's
it
a good
is,
premise.
But the whole thing was supposed to be the community where the Fab Five and friends lived. I really like the Gadgets Go Coaster because, of course, the days of, like, the Disney cartoons, we were huge. Were you a huge fan of Rescue Rangers?
Rescue Rangers was, like, my number
Me
one.
Me too. And Gadget was my favorite. And there was a whole roller coaster named after her. So I loved it.
I'm pretty
it.
Sure I brought up Gadget in our Valentine's Day episode. Did I
don't know if you... did you might have given her a shout out.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Did you have animated crush?
A little bit.
If you haven't heard, not our recent Valentine's Day episode, but our Valentine's Day episode 2022, we talked about Disney animated crushes.
Slightly embarrassing.
It was such an embarrassing episode. It was super fun. Also, how come we literally all picked Robin Hood?
Robin well, Hood's a fox. He's a fox.
Literally.
Yeah.
And figuratively. Yeah. You picked Maid Marian.
Yeah.
Maid Marian.
She's also a fox.
We had a guest star on this, and we all picked characters from Robin Hood. So Robin Hood, whatever you were doing it right. But you're saying Gadget as well, hey? Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it. I loved Gadget. She was like an engineer, and she was awesome. But so I love the fact that there's the Gadget's Go Coaster. And I will always forever call it Gadget's Go Coaster. Even though it's now Chip and Dale's Go Coaster.
Gadget Go Coaster.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. Anyway.
Same ride. Doesn't matter.
It's true. It's literally the same ride. They just, like, change a little bit of the pre-show stuff. So the big news for Toontown was in 2019, Disney announced that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, which opened in Hollywood Studios in 2020, would be coming to Disneyland in 2023. And it actually did that. Even though they announced it in 2019 that they was going to be opening in 2023, it did open in 2023.
They had a little pause during COVID.
They still did it, though. They did it on time.
They had a pause, and then they had, like, some light speed construction where things were, well, it was closed, and it was all good.
That was awesome. So, previous to that, the last new attraction added to Toontown was Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin, which opened in 1994.
Also, the only attract. Wow. I guess they...
No, Gadgets Go Coaster counts as an attraction.
Okay.
So, even though... and it went through some refurbishments shortly after COVID. They changed some of the Jessica Rabbit scenes to make her more like a detective.
Yeah, they, like woman power and stuff.
Yeah, there were scenes of her being, like, tossed in the trunk of a car, and it was...
Slightly problematic.
It was slightly problematic. I mean, if you don't know the movie,
if you don't,
you're pretty confused about this whole thing.
Roger Rabbit was a film noir.
Yeah, or it was like mocking a film noir.
Yeah, it was satirical film noir with like cartoon stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Jessica Rabbit being a damsel in distress made sense, but like in 2023, maybe maybe less so. So I things can evolve. I'm not mad about it.
No, I'm not mad at it either. And, like, things look kind of cool. There are some nods throughout. 90s favorites like DuckTales, Chippendale Rescue Range. Ooh, nice. A Goofy Movie and Goof Troop. Okay. Okay.
Power Lines.
Oh, my God.
Power Lines.
So, this is in... So, first of all, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway opened first.
Mm-hmm.
You go as far as that, but then the rest of the park opened... In middle of March, March 19th.
We have to talk a little bit about Mickey's Runaway Railway.
We don't want to give away tons of stuff.
No.
But we're just giving an overview, which is all this episode is. Okay.
The facade of Mickey's Runaway Railway as a ride is El Capitan Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea is you're going to go watch a movie.
So good.
Called The Perfect Picnic with Minnie and Minnie.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey and Minnie. But El Capitan Theater, of course, is a play on El Capitan Theater. And that's kind of cool. It's a cool reference.
No, it actually is. It really is.
And the facade looks like a movie theater, and they got the whole facade and like all the blinky lights. And it's very cool.
One thing. People, stop messing with the queue at Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Well, yeah, so they make it look like it's interactive, but it's not really interactive, so people break it. I have mixed feelings on this. This is... You have to realize that people are dumb, and dumb fool... You have to foolproof...
I guess.
...everything, and because everyone's a fool, is basically what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, anyway, so this opened... it originally opened with... What's the kind of to get on the ride? What it first opened with?
A virtual queue?
Yes, and now it is just.
Is this like a trivia question for me?
Sure. Or? Now it's a long standby.
And there's also Lightning Lane.
Yes. What would you? We've been kind of checking out standby lines lately. You're looking at about 90 minutes ish midweek.
Probably less. It's roughly comparable to Rise of the Resistance right now, which is interesting because it's the same ride system as Rise of the Resistance.
Mm-hmm. Explain.
It's a trackless zooming thing with stuff going on in the background, but the ride vehicle is pretty much exactly the same as what you'll eventually get into on Rise of the Resistance.
Eventually.
Well, I mean, half the ride of Rise of the Resistance isn't even in the ride vehicle.
It's true. It's so good. Oh my God, it's so good. Okay.
If you haven't seen anything about Rise of the Resistance, don't. Just go on it.
If you can. We somehow managed to avoid spoilers.
It's way better if you don't know anything. Let's just say that.
Literally, my mouth was on the ground the entire time. But we didn't avoid spoilers for this.
No, and so we've seen it. It's not as big a deal as Rise of the Resistance. It's the same kind of ride system.
Mm-hmm.
It it has some good illusions, and
yeah,
it does what it does, and
yep,
whatever.
It's really cute is the whole thing behind this. But yes, my favorite thing is there are certain nods throughout the whole park, but also in this attraction. My favorite is Power Limes, which is a candy you can get while, well, you can actually buy it now, but it was looking like it was for sale in the attraction queue.
Well, because the whole queue is basically like you're trying to get into the movie theater to go watch this movie.
And at so Al Capitan.
They have concessions where you can... It looks like you can buy some Power Lime taffy or...
Which is a reference to the Goofy movie, which had Power Lime.
Power Lime, the band.
As a band, yes. Mm. So I'm really appreciative of all these little nods throughout. I also like the fact that Pete...
Pegleg Pete!
Do you know what animal he is supposed to be? I'm asking you all kinds of trivia. It's just part of our episode.
It's something weird, like... Because Goofy's a dog. He's supposed to be like a cat.
He is a cat. He's Pete the cat.
Yeah, he doesn't
look... Peg-like Pete the cat.
He doesn't look anything like a
no,
cat.
But no, but really, yeah, that's true. Anyway.
He looks more like a dog.
This is the first time we've actually seen Pete in a Disney park. Mm-hmm. So, yay, Pete. And this is the Pete from a Goofy movie and Goof Troop. Did you ever watch Goof Troop?
I did watch Goof Troop, and I also played the Super Nintendo... game Goof Troop, which was actually a really good game. Really good.
I don't know if I ever played Goof Troop.
Really good.
Loved Goofy Movie, though. You know what? I think Goofy Movie is going to be one of my every summer watches. It's impossible to be in a bad mood watching a Goofy movie.
I want
to
watch it with you this summer.
Well, you watch it this... I watched it last summer. You didn't watch it with me.
I watched, like, part of it, and I was like, actually, this is kind of fun.
It's
for
like...
It's a summer movie, though.
It is way better than it has any right to be.
Maybe we will do a live watch-along.
That's fun. We did a rundown of summer recommendations last year.
Yes.
Let's do a live watch-along. Mm-hmm. That sounds fun. Okay. At some point this summer, we might be doing that. So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned to our YouTube
Goofy
channel.
Goofy Movie is great for that. Mm-hmm. Fun. I like it. Okay. Anyway, so I like all these nods throughout. And, of course, a lot of the references are... While it is a kid's land, like, kids are supposed to run around. It's very, very interactive. They closed down the Daisy, which is the Donald boat. But they have, you know, interactive things along the side. You can't go in it anymore. So, people can, children. Hello, children.
Hello, children.
You can, like, play on the outside of the Daisy, which is Donald's boat. But you can't
there's
go
into
pad. It anymore.
There's
yeah.
There's a splash pad.
It hasn't
pad.
Been running yet, but it's there.
And there's, like, some levers where you can pump bubbles for Huey, Dewey, and Louie, because...
Awesome.
They're ducktailing...
Woo-woo.
...some treasure or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Gadgets Go Coaster has been renamed, but it's still the same ride. It's just had a little bit of retheming done, a little bit freshening up.
Ironically,
it's like Chip and Dale's roller coaster.
Ironically, it has more gadget in it than Gadgets Go Coaster ever did, because there's a giant gadget statue at
so
the launch.
So there was a giant gadget statue, but it wasn't at the launch. It was like in the queue, I think.
I don't think there was.
I think there was. It moved. Anyway, so this is Chip and Dale focus, but it does still have our gadget nods. So we're happy about the gadget nods. Woo woo.
I mean, gadget.
Well, that's DuckTales.
She made the Rescue Rangers run, so. Yeah.
It's true. Okay, and Daisy, Cafe Daisy is the other thing. We have a couple new stores. We have Imagineers, which we like. This is the exit through the gift shop element of Runaway Railway, which you can get some different things, including Power Limes. But we also have a few other things. We have like a popcorn cart, of course, but Cafe Daisy is the big draw here. You can get different things. Like there's this crazy hot dog that has mac and cheese on it. There is the
flop over.
Pizza flop over.
Flop over.
And then there's like a spring wrap and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Just very quickly from what we've seen, what gathers your or what takes your attention?
It is the flop over.
Totally.
I think that looks really good. Everything else is kind of like, The hot dog looks good, but the actual hot dog is like twice as big as the bun, which
I get it.
It sticks out several inches on either side, and
it looks crazier than it actually will taste. That's
not great for me. Lots of people like the donuts, and
they look like mini donuts.
Those are literally just mini donuts. You can get a buck of them, or you can get a bucket of them for $10 at any fair or hockey game locally. So they're not very exciting for us, where you get one for a dollar. Yeah, no, not for us, but
no,
I'm sure they're tasty.
I've heard incredibly mixed reviews about the spring wrap. I think it just depends on who's making it.
It's also vegan, so yeah. Meh. It appears you have brought me the food that my food eats.
Exactly. Okay, any other overall views of Toontown? Here's my overall thought. Just initial reaction. I like that the interactive focus. I'm excited to see when the splash pad starts operating.
I like the new fake grass in the quiet corner.
Yes, where Chippendale's treehouse used to be.
Yeah, and etc. They have a weird transition where the wishing tree is between fake grass and then like rubber painted green.
Totally agree.
Doesn't make any sense. And also the fake grass looks like after less than a month is already worn down. So that's a problem.
We're excited to see the wishing tree grow because it's a little underwhelming right now.
The wishing tree is a real tree, so it is very underwhelming right now.
But we do understand.
So it can grow, that's fine, but the roots are not real, and they are also underwhelming. So, I don't know. The fountain, they used to have two fountains, and the new fountain is a different fountain that replaced two different fountains. Mm-hmm. And I think it looks really cool.
I think it's awesome.
I think it might need a little bit more lighting elements, but it's kind of also a splash park on its own, and that's I like it. Like it's for kids, so
totally get it.
Fountains are a draw for kids, and they're allowed to splash in this one, which most fountains they're not really allowed to. So,
yeah, I'm a big fan of the fountain. Actually, I really like this one. I agree. I think the whole area can use some more lighting at
night. More lighting.
But, like, it's not disappointing. It just could go further.
Mm.
Yeah. I totally agree. I love the interactivity of things. Like, we saw kids running and, like, rolling down hills and things like that. That's what it's supposed to be.
It's definitely a younger audience. There's a lot of places to play, which is great. There's some cool merch, which is...
Love that. Love the popcorn bucket, by the way.
Yes,
the El Capitan popcorn bucket.
Yeah, it's like an actual old school movie theater bucket, like you'd get Cracker Jacks in something like that. So that's really neat. The slushy sippers are
the Donald Butt.
Donald Butt. The Donald Butt sippers are really cool.
So good.
I would love that.
Literally look it up if you haven't seen it.
The picnic basket is really cool.
Okay, so I did want to mention, this is a thing that they're just doing here because they're trying to get this idea of the characters living in this community.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to do this more lived in, so they have characters wandering around, with the exception of Mickey and Minnie, who you meet at their houses.
Well, they're big shots, so.
Of course. Yeah. But you can also get a picnic basket.
A picnic basket?
Where you can get some treats.
Wait, that's Hanna-Barbera. What?
Totally different. And you can go to one of the little areas and have a little picnic. I think this is a great idea.
Perfect. It's really good.
So good.
The picnic basket is really cute because it looks like you have a Mickey glove while carrying it. Anyway, great merch in this land. And there's now three ride on attractions in this land. So while it is still for kids, so it's not really made for me.
No, but still.
This land like goes from an F minus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For me to like a B minus.
You know, that's impressive. So it was hard for me to give it an F minus because I saw it at what it was supposed to be in the 90s.
Yeah.
At the height of the 90s even. When it was designed to be 80s and 90s, like, for us. So, yeah. I had that in my mind. So, it went, this is what it did for me. It went, B minus C plus down to probably an F because they just left it to rot, basically.
It was rotting.
Right?
Literally rotting.
Right? And now, I agree. Like, for me, it's probably solid B. I'm not spending a ton of time there, but I appreciate so much that it's doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, it's for kids. Kids can go there.
Kind of want to go meet Mickey and Minnie, though.
And play. Mickey yeah. and Minnie is great. Mickey, his whole thing is, like, you go into his house and you can see his whole house. But he's also shooting a movie at the time, so he might be wearing his Sorcerer Mickey outfit
or maybe
something.
Steamboat Willie.
Or maybe Steamboat Willie.
All like, I want to do is meet Steamboat Willie, Mickey.
Like, that's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
And Goofy's house is really cool because there's, like, a whole... Rube Goldberg device yes. of his like making candy, and there's mm-hmm. like actual little plastic balls going around his entire house as the
totally.
Quote unquote candy. This is a great place for kids, which is technically what Disney is for, even though
is it really?
Well, kids can't pay for it, so it's got to be for more than kids, right? Yeah, okay. Don't forget your childless millennials is all I'm saying.
Don't forget them because they're what buy all your merch and all your food and go crazy about things.
They buy your lightsabers.
They buy, like, buy your lightsabers. They build Q2314.
Mm-hmm.
I love them so much. Okay. Anything else to add about Toontown other than we are excited to revisit this?
I'm glad that Toontown is no longer the worst land in Disneyland.
Tomorrowland. Oh,
yeah, it's.
I have this cough.
It's Tomorrowland. It's Tomorrowland, which is really sad because
Tomorrowland has so much potential.
Tomorrowland
so cool.
should be the best land, but it's now because of its potential, failed, missed
yeah.
potential. It is now the worst land.
But I'm not as angry. No, I'm still angry about
Tomorrowland. I'm very angry about Tomorrowland.
Because of the potential. But there was, like, this thing that, like, made it less bad because at least it wasn't as bad as Toontown.
You know what's bad when Mandalorian has a better Tomorrowland than Disneyland does?
100% true. Anything else to add?
That was what I had to add.
I love it. All right. So that is our episode. It was a short one. Fairly short.
Yeah.
We skipped,
like,
the news.
No news. Kind of an evergreen episode because we're on holiday right now.
Woo, we're probably lying on a beach right now.
Well, technically we're back.
When we recorded this, no way, we're back.
We were looking forward to
yes.
going away before
yes.
we recorded it, but now we are back and it's very sad.
When we are recording this, we are leaving tomorrow. When we are back, we got back yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm editing it when we're back. Okay, so anyway, that is our show this week. Yay, sunshine. I bet you got sunburned.
I hope. The only reason I got sunburned is because we went carry on only and you didn't bring enough sunscreen.
I tried my best.
So it's your fault. It's your fault.
My fault.
Your fault.
I tried my best. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show.
Go, El Mule!
And all of our shows... You can find his work on our website, where you can also find a way to email us, as well as links to all of our social media accounts. We are currently on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. No, we are not on TikTok. Tiki-talkie.
I'm too old for that.
Yep.
Yeah, stay tuned to YouTube, because we might have a video of our...
I feel like we will.
Of our little trip. A little trip, yeah. Might be coming.
Might. All right. So that website is disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. So again, you can find a link to all of our social media accounts, to El Mule's work, as well as links to our YouTube account. You can also listen to our podcast episodes on all of your favorite
streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more.
If you haven't yet liked or reviewed our podcast, please do so, especially on Apple Podcasts. It helps us a lot. It helps people find us.
That's the best one.
It's
thanks,
true.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, thanks. But honestly, any of them. We're very happy about it.
Yeah. Totes.
And you can find our podcast also on YouTube under Adventures A, as well as apparently where we're going to be posting about our Jamaica trip. You said.
I did.
We're going to do it now. You said. You can't go back. You already said it. It's out there.
Go Jamaica. We should find the GoPro so we can record some stuff.
That's your job.
I don't know where it is.
It's your job.
Okay, well, let's find it.
And if you know someone who might like listening to us, please recommend Disney A to them.
Because it's pretty cool.
We're awesome.
It's pretty cool. I don't know. Awesome is a really strong word, but it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Okay, I'll give you pretty cool. Awesome might be strong, but pretty cool is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Pretty cool is pretty good. Let's go with that. Next week, Brandon, we have another short one next week. Do you know how Disney is 100
It's Krista themed.
Oh, that was mean. That was mean. That was a bad dad joke, Brandon. You're not even a dad.
That's a faux pas.
Ah, there we go. High five that one. That was really good. You know how Disney is 100 years old?
Well, he's probably older than that, although...
No, the Disney company is 100 years old.
No one's really carbon dated his frozen
okay,
head.
Okay, the Disney company is 100 years old?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're looking back on a little bit of history. We're going to talk about Oswald next week.
No, he's a bunny rabbit.
He is. He's a wife.
He does, which surprised the heck out of me.
Who's a cat? Crazy.
Rabbits and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Wait. So that's what we're going to talk about next week, is just a rundown of Oswald the Lucky Rabbit and a little bit of the history surrounding him.
It's also the year of the rabbit.
Exactly. So that's next week's episode. So join us then. And until then, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Until the next episode, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh? Hello, fellow young persons.
Yeah.